be presenting combined HIV prevention, the New York City condom distribution program, and the evolution of safer sex behavior among persons who inject drugs in New York City.
Thank you. First, I would like to acknowledge a large number of collaborators, mostly from New York City, but one from here in Atlanta. The objective is to look at long-term sexual risk behavior among people who inject drugs in New York City following the implementation of combined prevention programs. Combined prevention program for HIV is now considered the best way of trying to control epidemics among people who inject drugs. And I want to pay particular attention to the condom social marketing campaign in New York that was implemented in 2007. UNAIDS has designated a list of 9 interventions for reducing HIV infection among people who inject drugs, needle syringe programs, opiate substitution, or medically assisted drug treatment, and HIV testing and counseling and ART are generally considered to be the most important of those, but there is also condom programs for injectors and their sexual partners. There has been a recent campaign to try to deal with sexually transmitted disease and HIV among people who inject drugs. Combined prevention programming has been quite successful in reducing HIV among injectors in many locations, including Amsterdam, New York, and Vancouver. New York City began its condom program on Valentine's Day, 2007. There was a launch party. The condoms are uniquely packaged. They've been advertised on subways and buses. Participating organizations include the syringe exchange programs and drug treatment programs. These organizations can obtain condoms for free from the City Department of Health. They just go to the City Department of Health website and order as many condoms as they like. Currently, there are about 36 million condoms distributed per year at an annual cost of about $5 million. So it's the largest local condom distribution program ever conducted in the world. Our data are coming from ongoing cross-sectional surveys of people entering the Mount Sinai Beth Israel detoxification and methadone maintenance programs. Individual participants are given an informed consent, an interview covering demographics, drug use, sexual risk behavior, utilization of HIV prevention services, and then they're tested for HIV, HCV, and HSV2. In doing the analysis, we divided the historical periods into 4 separate periods: 1990 to 94, which was sort of limited prevention programming, included methadone and very limited syringe exchange; 95 to 95, which was really we see as the initial combined prevention programming. It combined a large-scale expansion of syringe exchange programs. In the 90 to 94 period, we averaged about 250 syringes exchanged per year. In 95 to 99, that went up to about 3 million syringes exchanged per year. So it was a massive increase. Then ART for drug users began really around 2000. That's about 4 years sort of after it was first discovered till it was getting to the drug users. And then, as I mentioned, from 2007 on, we have the condom distribution program. We've had extensive increases in HIV testing. Currently, about 98% of our subjects report that they've been tested previously for HIV before they come in to our studies. Okay. there have been some changes in the demographic characteristics. The about 80% have been male, with that little changing. We have seen an increase in white injectors, a decrease in black or African-American injectors, and basically constant in among Hispanic-Latino injectors. The average age has gone up modestly. As I mentioned, we've seen a great increase in HIV testing. In the first period, about 70% reported that they had been tested for HIV. That's gone up to 98%. And as a result of the combined prevention programming, we've seen a dramatic reduction in HIV prevalence from 49% in the first period, 1990 to 94, to currently 11% HIV prevalence. We looked at the various injection behaviors and then the sexual behaviors. I want to pay particular attention to the sexual behaviors for this talk. There were no changes in being sexually active with a primary partner or a casual partner among people who tested HIV negative. There were no significant changes in always using condoms with a primary partner or always using condoms with a casual partner among the HIV negatives. However, in three of our four measures for the HIV positives, we did see statistically significant changes. There was less sexual activity with casual partners, and there was an increase in always using condoms with both primary partners and casual partners. So we did see substantial changes in sexual behavior, but this was only among the people who were HIV positive. And we did see it with both casual and primary partners, although it was not significant for being sexually active with primary partners. We calculated what we considered sexual transmission risk to be in the category of sexually at risk for sexual transmission of HIV. You had to first be HIV positive, then you had to be sexually active, then you had to not use condoms consistently. So this is three characteristics that you had to exhibit before we considered you at risk for transmitting HIV sexually. In terms of sexual transmission risk to primary sexual partners, that decreased from 14% of the injecting population in 90 to 94 down to only 2% in 2007 to 2012. In terms of sexual transmission risk to casual partners, that went from 6% down to 1%, both highly statistically significant. Okay. So to summarize, we did see these different historical periods as different interventions were implemented. HIV negative partners, the subject did not report any significant changes in their sexual risk behavior. Positive subjects did report changes. And we see a clear potential for the reduction of sexual transmission from HIV positive injectors to both casual and casual and primary partners. The reduction in HIV prevalence was the main factor in this reduction, but positive changes in sexual behavior were also important. Okay, thank you. All right.
Thank you very much.